The first time I heard Ken Halm talk about Chinese food, he said something that was an aha moment for me, a clue to understanding the mentality behind China's regional cuisines. He said, in China, fresh means alive. Think about that. I mean, that's the only way you can really be sure something's pristine. And now those fish tanks in the Asian groceries, they really make sense, don't they? Well, Ken Halm is a master teacher. He's written reams on Chinese cooking and recently wound up a 5,000-mile trek with the BBC for a new special, Eat, Drink, China. Ken, it's great to talk to you again.
Thank you, Lynn.
So, Ken, the distinctive foods of the regions, you know, it's something that we don't really understand fully here. Can you explain some of the basics there?
Yes. First, you would have, I think, the north, which is a wheat-growing area. And I think Beijing is very typical. It's rather stodgy, heavy food, a lot of buns and type of bread-like things. But it's still very good. They're also famous for different types of dumplings. And that kind of northern food comes from an area which is quite cold. And it's, you know, you have all the winds that come from Siberia that cuts through the Gobi Desert and just goes directly to Beijing. And Beijing has snow, for example. And so the food has to be really, really hearty. You see like what they call baozi, which is it's filled with meat, mostly pork, with vegetables.
Is that a dumpling, the baozi?
Yeah, it's like a bread dumpling. It's actually like a sandwich that's been steamed, and it has chopped meats inside of it with cabbage. And what you see a lot in Beijing is cabbage, cabbage, cabbage. A lot of cabbage dishes stir-fried with, you know, dried shrimp, that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And then I think you would go to the southwest, and that's really the heart of the country in Sichuan. And Sichuan is very, very famous for what we call mala, which is the hot and numbing food. And for the first time, I understood why you need that sort of Sichuan peppercorn, which is very fresh and numbing. And lots of spices. Why? Because it's so cold and damp there. And what happens is when you eat this kind of food, it really warms you up. And in the summer, you're supposed to eat the same kind of food, and it makes you sweat, so it cools you off.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, you have things like very famous, it's called Mapa Tofu, which is tofu, which is braised with this just incendiary, like, sauce. And they don't just add a little bit of chili and Sichuan peppercorn. They add, like, handfuls of it in every dish. And, boy, you're flying. I mean, you're really, like, it's like a legal drug. That is very characteristic of Sichuan. And then, of course, you have the South, which is where my ancestors come from, which is what many Americans know as Cantonese cooking. And real Cantonese cooking is just amazing because it's everything about freshness. It's about the wok being hot. It's about ingredients that you practically pluck from your garden and cook with a minimum amount of cooking so that the freshness can come out. And, of course, seafood, and because it's so warm, we can grow three crops of rice a year. And you see rice fields everywhere. It's sort of the picture you think of China when you go,
especially
in the south.
Yeah.
And then you have the eastern region, which is like Shanghai, Fukien, and that's all seafood that's bordering that whole area around the South China Seas. And that kind of food is just wonderful. A lot of braised things, lots of tea culture as well. And I think China is so diverse that when you go there, you really realize how, not only what an ancient country it is, but how vast it is. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, Ken, thank you so much. Thank you for talking with us.
Well, it's been a great pleasure.
Ken Halm is the author of Complete Chinese Cooking. Be sure to take a look at his recipe for rainbow beef in lettuce cups and the one for stir-fried minced pork. They're both at splendidtable.org.